Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Morning, we are reading from the writings of Rabash, article, Sometimes Spirituality is Called a Soul. The study material can be found on Sefer Tova, also on Avot. You can also send questions live through those sites. Please, Rav. Okay, so we're going to read the article. Sometimes Spirituality is Called a Soul. We must understand why spirituality is sometimes called a soul, neshama, as it is written, body and soul. And sometimes spirituality is called soul, nefesh, as in, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul. Usually, when speaking of spirituality, we speak of its highest discernment, which is neshama, so that one will know that a high degree has been made ready for him, which is neshama, to evoke in his heart the desire to achieve it and to think what is the reason that he has not yet, that he has not achieved it yet. Then he will come to know that all we need in order to attain spirituality is equivalence of form. The body is born with a nature of self-love, which is disparity of form from the Creator, whom we attain as only giving. Thus, one should cleanse one's body and come to equivalence of form, so he too will want to do things that are only to bestow. By that, he will be able to reach this high degree called neshama. This is why we always speak in terms of body and neshama, soul. But when referring to the order of the work, following the degree of the body comes the degree of nefesh. This is why the writing says, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all of your soul, nefesh. For this is the next degree after the body. This is why with all your heart, and subsequently with all your soul. In other words, one must be willing to give everything he has to the Creator. But afterwards, if he obtains a higher degree, meaning ruach, spirit, and then neshama, he should still be willing to give everything to the Creator. But the text begins with the first degree that comes after the body. All that a man has, he must give to the Creator. This means that he does not do anything for his own benefit. Rather, everything is for the sake of the Creator. This is considered that all his deeds are only to bestow, while he is completely inconsequential. Rather, everything is for the sake of the Creator. Now you can understand what's written in the Zohar. With all of your soul, he asks, it should have said, in your soul. What is with all of your soul? And why does it say with? He replies that it comes to include nefesh, ruach, neshama. This is with all your soul, where all means what this nefesh grips. From this we see that the Zohar interprets the all that the Torah adds to us as coming to tell us that nefesh and ruach are included in the neshama. However, it deliberately begins with nefesh, since after the body comes the nefesh. But when we speak of spirituality in general, we refer to spirituality as neshama, as it's written, and he blew into his nostrils the neshama, soul, or breath of life. To obtain the degree of naran, we must go by a path of bestowal and try to come out of self-love. This is called the path of truth, meaning that by doing so, we will achieve the quality of truth that exists in His providence, who behaves towards us with the quality of benevolence. This is called the Creator's seal is truth. This means that the objective of the work of the Creator, meaning His work in creating the worlds, which is to do good to His creations, is that man must reach the Creator's quality of truth. A man will know that he has reached his completeness after he has attained the guidance of the Creator as benevolent, whether he has abundance, but also he should see that others have abundance too, meaning see that everyone has complete abundance. This is presented in introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, the fourth discernment of love, which is unconditional love, is eternal. This is so because after he has judged the whole world favorably, the love is eternal and absolute. There cannot be covering and hiding in the world because there, it's a place of complete disclosure of the face. As it's written, your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will see your teacher, since he already knows all of the Creator's dealings with all the people in the form of true providence that appears from his name, the good who does good to the good and to the bad. It therefore follows that if one reaches complete perfection, he attains his true state. However, there are preliminary degrees before that. As it's written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that the first discernment is repentance from fear. It's written about it. The first degree of attainment of the disclosure of the face, meaning attainment and sensation of the providence of reward and punishment, in a way that he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly, is called repentance from fear. At that time, his sins become mistakes for him, and he is called incomplete righteous or medium. However, according to the above, there's another sign that one is walking on the path of truth, the state of negation. In other words, even though he sees that now he's in a worse state, that is, before he began to walk on the path of truth, he felt closer to Kedusha. Whereas now that he's begun to walk on this path, he feels more remote. But according to the known rule, holiness is increased and not increased. There rises the question, why now that he is walking on the path of truth, does he feel that he's regressing instead of progressing? As it should be if he is walking on a path of truth. At the very least, he should not decline from his previous state. The answer is that there must be absence before there is presence. This means that first there must be a kli, vessel, which is called a lack. And then there will be room to fill the lack. Therefore, first, one must go forward and bring himself closer to the truth each time. In other words, each time he goes forward, he sees the situation that he is immersed in self-love. And each time, he should see more clearly that self-love is bad because self-love is what hinders us from reaching the delight and pleasure that the Creator has prepared for us. And this is what separates us from the Creator. Accordingly, we can understand that what a person thinks that he is regressing now that he has begun on the path of truth, he must know that this is not so. Rather, he is advancing toward the truth. Previously, when his work was not based on bestowal and faith, he was far from seeing the truth. But now, he must come to feel the evil within him. As it's written, there shall be no strange God within you. Our sages said, who is the strange God in a man's body? It is the evil inclination. In other words, within a person, the will to receive is his very evil. And then, when he has achieved the recognition of evil, he can say that he is going to correct it. It turns out that prior to attaining his evil, to an extent where he couldn't tolerate it any longer, there was nothing to correct. Thus, he has indeed gone a long way forward in the truth, to see his real situation. And when a person sees the evil in himself to an extent that he cannot tolerate it, he begins to seek advice for how to come out of it. But the only advice for man of Israel is to turn to the Creator, so he will open his eyes and his heart and fill it with sublime abundance. As our sages said, he who comes to be purified is aided. Then, when he receives help from the Creator, all the lacks will be filled with the light of the Creator. And he begins to rise on degrees of holiness because the need has already been prepared within him by coming to see his true state. Hence now there's room to receive his completeness. And then a person begins to see how each day, according to his work, he rises ever upwards. However, we must always awaken what the heart forgets. What is needed for the correction of the heart? Love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in the love of others and how much we have done to promote us in that matter.
Well, let's start with
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1. Да, дорогой Рав, тут он в статье начинает...
Yes, dear Rav, here in the article. He begins with concepts of nefesh, ruach, neshama, body, guf. And he ends in the classic way with love of friends. This is the most important thing. So in what moment in love of friends do we start revealing these degrees of nefesh, ruach?
We start with the degree of nefesh. We need to reach love of others, just like the Creator. Our goal is to be like Him. So we need to reach love. That is the superior quality, and that's how the Creator appears to us, is revealed to us. So, on this path, we have 5 degrees. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. But we're talking about the first 3 degrees. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Because Chaya and Yechida is attained later, it's different kind of work. That's
it.
But it's all attained through connection. To the extent in which we're connected and are tight, connected, bound to one another, the more we want to be together as one man in one heart, to the extent in which we want to be connected, embraced as one. To the extent in which we want, accordingly, our height is measured. The height of our connection, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, until we reach 100% connectivity with one another. As tight as we are to each other, connected to one another, accordingly, we rise in the 125 degrees. What else is there to say?
So, for us, love of friends, it's emotion and this connection that we feel.
Yes.
So how, nonetheless, this feeling, this emotion has these kinds of spiritual concepts and understands them. Let's say nefesh, we're speaking only about nefesh.
I don't understand you. Maybe, but when do you reach the degree of nefesh? When you can be connected with the friends in such a manner that you understand that you cannot attain spirituality alone. Call that nefesh.
What do you mean I can't attain it by myself? That we're in need of the Creator's help or one another?
You just need to be connected between you, to the extent in which you connect, in bestowal, in giving to one another, in this tendency towards one another, then the Creator will be revealed before you in the degree of nefesh. And then you'll connect even more, deeper, and then you'll discover the Creator between you at the level of ruach.
What do you mean deeper? As soon as we start connecting on a deeper level, it comes to us sometimes.
This is not yet degrees. This is still ahead of you. These are still kind of like the Creator coming and reminding you that we need to think about connection and attaining it in the connection. So he's kind of moving you in such a way, awakening you.
Okay, the degrees, these steps, how are they expressed here and how are they built? What, the way that I can personally work?
The degrees are that each, to the extent in which he can invest in his forces towards coming closer to the others. So one attains nefesh, the other ruach, the third maybe even neshama. That's all ahead of us. But it's all measured according to the efforts a person is willing to invest in connection. That's why one will help his friend. We have to awaken and shake each other up and be as tight and bound to one another. That's how it is. Okay.
Sorry, Rav. You said that one attains nefesh, the next ruach, the third neshama. How is it actually expressed, regardless in the ten? What each person has its own.
Each according to his effort. But all together, we can attain this only in the ten. In making ourselves tight to one another this way. But this way, there's the individual, private details of each and every one towards everyone. For example, you're sitting and you're hearing an article. So one understands it more, one understands it less. One understands it more with his feelings, another hears it with his intellect and understands it more that way. That's how it is here too.
Moscow 1.
Whenever you say connect, here he talks about start, you know, you start serving. What does it mean, start serving, or you acquire the quality of bestowal?
To connect means that I'm willing to be like glue between everyone.
French.
The second half of the article, he speaks about needing to come to the recognition of evil, because otherwise you can't ask for correction and you can't advance. So what, every time we advance, every time we gather with the friends, we don't actually have these states that he depicts here in the text.
No, this needs to be with preparation work, and then gradually, slowly, slowly, we enter into being able to even feel through which effort of ours we attain something of connection.
Is there something else you can do besides these questions here that he raises in the end when we want together maybe to feel what we lack together?
Only one thing is missing, Yaakov. Only connection between us. Only connection. Where I want to be connected with all the friends without any boundaries. No limitations. And the first degree is the most difficult.
PT 20.
Rav, love of friends, what he speaks about here at the end of the article, it seems like it's a state that you can reach only when you have no choice, and when you have no other strength left. Is that correct?
Well, it could be that that's how you feel it for the time being. The main thing is to continue. Ita 4.
Buongiorno.
What's the significance, the meaning here, whenever Rabash is always asking, when he talks about reaching this, these torments?
Why suffering? Where is it written? Moshe, where was that translated?
He's talking about whenever a person sees that he can't stand the evil within him any longer. I think maybe that's what he's referring to.
Of course we suffer along the way when we're not corrected yet. We want to be connected to the Creator, to be connected between us. We discover that we don't have this and that, and who knows when it will be. And several years have passed along the way, so what do? We continue. We continue. We just need to check ourselves each time whether we are in the correct exertion in a sharp way exactly towards the connection, and that with the friends and between the friends, I want to truly be like glue between everyone. Okay.
Asia.
Hello, Rev. Hello, World Kli. You said what is required is connection without boundaries. Is this possible when we have religious friends who believe in religious concepts in our tent?
I don't think it's quite a big of a problem. Even if friends are religious, amongst which there could be all kinds of forms of religion, it's not important. The wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about the connection between people above all these differences. Therefore, you'll see that if you continue, you will have to connect above all the faiths, religions, conditions, these and those. It doesn't bother. There's no problem here. It's like Bala Sulam who writes that everyone will have to reach love of others, and my home will be called the house of prayer to all the nations, and so forth. The main thing is you're wanting to connect with them is for you to have an open heart to them, and you want everyone to connect. That's it. And the fact that there is some customs for each that are different, it's really not that important. Not important. Everything stemmed from the same matter, from the same principle of love thy friend as thyself. And then it was divided in all the kind, in all kinds of methods.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tov. Okay. Merkaz One.
Question from my friend. How does it work out that we correct ourselves from light to heavy, but the first one is the most difficult level? Why is the difficulty not according to the degrees?
No, this is nevertheless as difficult as the first degree is. It's light. It's just hard for us to begin with it because the beginning is difficult. But not that it's more difficult than degree number 2, 3, etc. No. Rather to put ourselves up to there, to erect it in some way that we don't exactly know how, that's why it's a problem. It's like you're going to school. So first grade, when you go number one, you don't know what it is, how it is, and what will be, etc. But afterwards, it works out. And you enter. That's how it is. It's not that it's harder than all the degrees, the first degree. Only for a person who enters, he just doesn't know where and how and what he exactly has to do. Okay?
Good
morning, everybody. Rav. These degrees of attainment of Naran Chai, these are things that are attained in 10, or we need to incorporate ourselves in broader and broader circles?
No, it's enough in 1:10, just like with Rabbi Shimon.
Piti 5.
Piti 5.
Morning. He ends the article here with this question: how much are we going towards love of friend? This question always needs to be on the table when we gather.
Yes.
To put it on the table, it means what? It's like this bombastic revealing.
It's open disclosure between all the friends in the tent.
Maybe there's negative aspects of this. We're not going in that direction or not.
We need to talk. We need to scrutinize and talk delicately, slowly, slowly, to not reject people, but rather bring them closer and to raise the importance of the connection without which we don't attain anything. And only in connection we attain the spiritual degree. And then, slowly, slowly, it happens slowly. I'm telling you, it could be months and even years.
H10.
H10.
Thanks, good morning. Maybe you already answered the question, but my question is what you answered to the friend in Asia about the different actions that a person does. Why is it so easy to keep these actions with arms and legs, even if it's with love and friends, if you have such difficult resistance to it?
The matter of love of friends, you do with your desire or with repulsion from your desire, whereas all kinds of religions, faiths, and customs, you do them out of a desire, out of the desire. Specifically, it's the version that you were born with, where you have become accustomed to it through for years. And that's how you were educated. Hence, there's a matter of religion and customs, and that's easy and good, and the person feels that it truly clothes him in an excellent way, a nice, similar way to him, and there's the matter of the scrutiny with the spiritual work, which is completely not suitable for a person, and he needs to work on it against his desire, against his nature.
Some more, Rav. If we enter into our matter a little bit more, in the correction, we see that dissemination is really important, to disseminate all kinds of things to friends, to people.
That's because we're in the last generation. Yes?
Well, here he talks about habit and actions with your arms and legs. Here it's even spoken about towards friends, where it's easier and you don't even really have this repulsion.
Because you're not working in your desire. Dissemination, you don't need to suppress your desire. You don't need to squeeze it. You don't need to spin it towards love, towards the others, which you're usually distant. You push him, you hate him. Therefore, love is the most foreign thing to us. Whereas all kinds of tasks, work to do together, to study together, to do some preparation for a meal, some holidays, to go out to disseminate, that's not a problem. Eventually, that's something that a person can do. It's not against the desire. But on the other hand, it nevertheless contributes. It advances a person to the goal. Although from afar.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. My friend have a question. Does our imagination have a function or any importance for us to connect?
Yes, to the extent in which I can imagine more correctly the states of connection and to try to stabilize them correctly in me and before me, then certainly this helps. It is definitely worthwhile to talk about this and to try to pass to one another. PT 35.
Thanks, Rav. I have two questions with your permission. I think that at the maybe they serve one another. The first question is, what is this love which doesn't depend on anything, the unconditional love?
Such a love is like, it has no reason. I love without a reason. Let's say, you could say that there's a reason nevertheless, but let's say the love of a mother to her son is love that doesn't depend on anything. Meaning it doesn't depend on what he does. With the measure of his behavior. But because it's her son, the mother's son, she loves him, period. That's it. There's no questions. There's no questioning it. On the contrary, if you don't see her love towards him, towards her son, then that's a question. Because that's unnatural. This is love. This is unconditional love, a love that is got no reason, no cause. You could say there is a reason, he's her son, correct, but that's without a reason that we need to stabilize this reason, and then love comes. Love comes above it.
Haifa 1.
We really were successful in reading this article with a good preparation, without all kinds of different criticism that each person brings about whether or not he understands or asks questions. It's a Yom Kippur that I will never forget. The question. We read the prayer, obviously, of what of the right of what prayer of atonements maybe. And we got to this part where Rabash tells us that the desire to receive is against them only in this doubt. And the will to receive doesn't really reject it, but only from doubt. Meaning, this doubt, it's part of this concealment or it's in will to receive.
It's part of the concealment.
So then I remembered that you said one time that there's no greater...
Don't go into philosophy here.
But you said it.
I said it in something else. Why are you pulling it to here?
Well, I thought that.
So don't think. Think only about what we're talking about. That's it. Otherwise, you're already by saying it, it's already confusing.
Zichron 2.
He says in the article that the first prina is a quick answer, and then after that, it's the negative reply where a person sees the bad in him. So the question is, how do we expedite going from a place where he sees the evil within him to a place of fear?
Repeat yourself, please.
Here it says in the article, before the person reaches the true attainment of completion, the first degree, it's a quick reply, and then, but before that, there's even a sign whether or not he's walking on the path of truth, but it's where he sees the evil in him. So how do we expedite coming to see the evil within you to this fear?
It's only from connection. I have no other answer here. Only out of connection. One will help his friend. We need to push one another to the common connection. To take out of this mutual connection forces and then enter them into connection. And that's how it is several times. Just like you do, let's say, you take a spoon into a pot and you mix whatever is inside there that you're cooking. So that's how it is also. And then you'll get to that much faster to connection.
PT 35. I just was going to continue my first question where it talks about unconditional love. It says in order to reach that, it's actually to give the Creator everything that I have. So this is really the way to get to unconditional love?
Of course, because this is unconditional love, that it doesn't matter. It's from one end to the other. The Creator can change his attitudes to you. You nevertheless love him.
So how do I reach that state where I give the Creator everything that I have? What does that mean in our work in the 10?
That under all conditions, you love him 100%.
Mark free.
Доброе утро всем. Что значит быть клеем между товарищами?
What does it mean to be the glue between the friends?
It's to try and adhere all the relations between the members of the 10 to one connection. And that you're doing this role. And actually each of us has to do this. Because each adds to the dvikut, to the adhesion, his quality. And without that, there won't be the complete adhesion. Tel Aviv 4.
Thanks. Good morning. What is with all of your heart?
With all your heart is with all your desires. With all your desires is called with all your heart, because heart is called desire.
So what does that mean according to, in relation to our work? First of all, oh, his sound is messed up.
With all your desires, where what you, what does raise some desire in you, you try with it and with all the different kinds of desires, all the 620 desires that are in us, you want to adhere to the Creator. That's how you check yourself.
Раф, подскажите вот два момента. Вы сейчас сказали, что
причину, а любовь приходит автоматически. Regarding these two matters, you say that first of all we have to stabilize the reason, and love comes automatically.
Let's say yes. The Creator is the beginning. He gives us all kinds of states. And we, upon these states, arrange the connection between us all the way till love. That is our work.
То есть, как бы, если мы создаем причину нашей любви, это...
Meaning, if we create this reason, this space between us, that's the Creator between us?
I don't know what the reason is that you're talking about.
Ну, нам так перевели, что мы создаем причину.
Well, they translated it this way, that we're the ones who create the reason, and then the love comes automatically. This was about unconditional love.
Let it go. It'll get clearer just from continuing.
При любых условиях мы...
So, the second question. You said every condition and everything that happens, we have to stay in love. And he says that we need to love one another more and more and more than a mother loves its child. You could even say that's not her kid, but it still needs to love regardless.
Of course, yes, yes.
Если в материальном примере мать тоже продолжит любить своего ребенка, если...
According to this corporeal desire, let's say that I could continue loving my child even if it wasn't my kid.
Go ask your wife. What are you asking me?
Ну я имею в виду, она уже полюбила его, уже осталось.
Они лоротели конечно что это или?
I don't want to go into this nonsense.
Я не хочу заходить даже с тобой. Что за глупости, куда вы входите, куда вы всовываете себя?
It's nonsense where you're getting what you're pushing yourself into. You're being given an example, like a mother to her little child. That's love. That's it. That you understand? Yes, you understand. That's it. So you have to come to such states where I love a friend because we are with him together, connected to the kli of Adam HaRishon. No, now you're going to start scrutinizing what is the love of a mother to her son, in what way, yes and not, and why do you need that? Approach directly the connection with the group. That's where you need to see this, the use of love.
Sorry, maybe I went in the wrong direction. I just wanted to ask, there's this love of a mother, we understand that. This reason is clear, but for us, in the tent, that we're all taken from this kli, this vessel of Adam HaRishon. So I need to go and check, maybe that the friends have the same goal, that they have to, that they have the same aspiration towards Adam HaRishon.
That's different. How do I check that I'm with my friends in the group, and we together are yearning for one goal? There's an article about that, and not just one. You need to check whether you're in the group and that the whole group yearns for the goal of connection, that in the connection you want to reveal the Creator. And you're discovering Him according to the extent in which you connect between you as one man in one heart. Try and see how it's done. And less philosophies. You think that here there needs to be some kind of wisdom. There's no wisdom. There's just what's written is written. That, as it's written, understand. No more. Without all kinds of philosophizations.
Тбилиси.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Что важнее?
Hey Rav, what's more important, the goal or the method? Meaning,
покупки как-то нашего тела. То есть мы должны постоянно ждать силы от Творца.
We need to wait all the time for forces, for strength from the Creator. Or maybe we can get rid of this egoism that we have in order to do something for the group or for others.
He writes to us about that in all his articles, Rabash, that we need every single moment to try and renew the connection between us. And the Creator on his behalf at any given moment will add to us desires between us such that they will distance us from one another. And we, upon that distancing, will try to come closer to one another until all the work is done. The Creator, on His behalf, where He's distancing us, and we, on our behalf, where we're bringing ourselves closer to one another.
Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, любовь есть, получается, что любовь есть в каждом состоянии.
Turns out that there's love in every state, yeah? Just in some ways it's just not revealed.
Yes, yes.
Лавочка, то сидеть, я не понял.
We need in each and every state to try and come to the feeling of love.
Еще можно?
Кен.
А, то есть в этом и заключается наша работа, вот из более
состояния. So, this is the entire essence of our work, right? From the smallest thing, that's the smallest. From each smallest thing, you need to extract the love that's in it.
In each and every state, we need to come to the degree of feeling of love.
Rob, thank you. He says in the article that he blew into his nostrils the neshama. Can you please explain this sentence and what the nostril is?
No, she
that he will feel that within him there is some special upper light called the soul. It's not yet, we didn't yet get there in order to talk about it. There are certain things that he writes in one article about several states, and we're still before the first state. But you just, the main thing, don't go into all kinds of being wise philosophers here, like some kind of big researchers, smart guys. You need to understand these things in their simplicity and try to specifically, in the simplicity of it, to implement it. Okay? All right. So we are moving to the women.
Asia.
Thank you, Rav. Sorry. I wanted to ask if it's simplicity or being a wise philosopher is because that I need to love the friends because that's what the Creator wants.
Yeah. Say like that in love.
Thank you, Rav.
Tel Aviv 3.
Yes, sorry, Rav. Question, how does the Creator love people that are so contradicted to Him?
It doesn't matter to Him. The Creator loves each and every person with unconditional love.
Dear Rav, in this process that I need to connect to the friends, I need to exit myself, and it creates a fear in me that I won't know myself anymore or being lost. How to overcome this fear of losing myself?
Try more and more, and even on that, ask the Creator.
German 4.
Guten Morgen, Rav. Guten Morgen, Weltkli.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Weltkli.
Auch eine Seele.
Haim kam la Syria. Erste Schama.
Does the 10 also have a soul?
For the 10 specifically, Nefesh Ruach, Neshama Yechida, these lights reveal in the 10.
Und gibt es, also was ist der Zusammenhang zwischen, gibt es überhaupt eine persönliche Seele? Und was ist der Zusammenhang zwischen persönlicher Seele und der Seele im Zehner und der Gemeinschaft?
Do we have a personal soul? And what's the difference between a personal soul and a general soul?
Each one is incorporated, included in the 10. And each one feels within the 10 his personal feeling. Even though in the 10, the general light spreads from the mutual malchut between us, between them. But each person grasps it in his individuality. Let's say that we receive from one pot. Each person receives this bowl of soup. So, each of us, out of the 10, we have the same soup. And then we eat. For sure, what I have in my mouth, and then also in my intestines, also in my stomach, everyone else has. But each one receives it in his inner qualities. And we cannot compare these qualities. let's say we speak about the soup, that each one feels it, for sure. Somehow we can speak about it, but speak about it only, not feel. I can't feel what my friend feels, and another friend and another friend. But we are... We're in this agreement. We agree. But I can feel it only in my vessel. But that we receive from one source, through this one source, through the Creator, I connect to the friend, and to another friend, and another friend, and then them to me. And this is how all of us together are connected to the Creator. This is, He will be joyful from us.
כן, משה.
יש גם שאלות מהעולם, רב, אם אתה רוצה.
מהעולם, תנו תביא.
גרשון.
Questions in the hall too, from Gershon.
האמת שיש לי שאלה אחת
שחשבתי. The truth is I have one question that I thought about earlier, but now when you were talking, I'll be happy to ask. So many times we talk about feeling the friend in continuing this beautiful explanation that you described, the soup. What does it actually mean to feel the friend?
להרגיש את החבר.
Feel the friend.
עד כמה שאנחנו משלימים.
To feel how we complete one another. In order to incorporate with the Creator. If it wasn't for the Creator, we wouldn't feel one another. Next.
A question from the text. He writes in the text that prior to attaining his evil, to the extent that he cannot tolerate it, he has nothing to correct. So, from the path we can see that you can get to know the evil, to recognize rejection from connection, etc., but the state of not tolerating it, how do you come to such a state that you cannot tolerate it anymore?
Try to depict that this evil is disturbing you, that it's keeping you from attaining the goal.
Dudi?
Also a question from the article itself. He writes, all that a person has, he has to give to the Creator. What is everything he has to give to the Creator?
To be in order to bestow. Everything that a person has, he wants to give it to the Creator. No, in order to bestow. Like the Creator gives us, we him. I am for my beloved, he's for me. And that's what we say. In this way, the Creator is revealed to me. More, go ahead.
A person who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah also learns how to discover the evil in him, and it can take him in all kinds of directions. How do we remain focused? I mean, what's the right attitude towards the evil inside a person?
Attitude toward the bad. The evil is something that disturbs me from reaching the goal. This is coming to a connection with the friends, and with the connection with the friends, it disturbs me from coming into connection with the Creator. This is all the evil that we have.
Rav, do I need to erase it, to hate it, to love it? What should I think of it?
You didn't hear enough about this already? I don't have anything else to tell you. We read so much about it, what it means evil. Nothing besides what stops me, disturbs me from reaching the purpose of creation, because I have nothing in front of me besides the purpose of creation. And the purpose of creation is connection with all the friends and with the Creator.
Another question from Rachamim. Why in giving there's pleasure that is so great?
Because it's limitless. If a person enjoys from giving, can bestow in order to receive, it's a limitless vessel.
זהו באולם.
יופי.
That's it in the hall.
Great. So then we're going to go finally to the women.
Women questions.
Hebrew
1. Hebrew 1. What is the important thing that we need to take from this article for the work?
That we need to come to love between all of us. Because if I have this kind of love in the ten, then according to that, I can say that I'm in love with the Creator. If I have no such extent, not even the smallest measure, I cannot say that I have love towards the Creator, even in anything. And there's not any option to evade the facts that it is, that it's not worthwhile, not can't. There's love? Is there love with my friends? Then I have that same love towards the Creator. If there's none between the friends, I'm not in love with the Creator, because love to the Creator only comes on condition that I go through all the friends, and then I can touch the Creator. Please.
There's a different strong feeling when you read a whole article straightforward like that, compared to the select excerpts. It's like there's more time to breathe it into the heart. What's the pros and cons in reading a whole article?
I agree. We'll read more complete articles. We have already done a lot of work with these excerpts. Yeah, but nonetheless, well, with these passages, you can read many of these excerpts, compare between them, delve into them, and it's different completely than to read an entire article. And it's just a different way of looking at it. Goldman.
A question from the Europe 10. Is unconditional love a meaning that you love the friends without any reason? Should we ask the Creator to give this to us because it's unnatural to love others in such a way?
Again?
Is unconditional love meaning that we love the friends without any reason?
There's a reason. The reason is that by my connection with them, I come to connection with the Creator.
Allah.
Next.
Moscow 20.
Why we have an article? Why am I specifically connecting with these friends and not with? There's such an article like that. Yeah.
Moscow
20. How to make sure that connection and knowledge of the sources don't deviate us from the deeds? If I note quite often about this for my friends and myself.
We just need to continue. We like a lot still. Yeah. Next.
So if the Creator is bestowal, which we develop in the ten, then who are we praying to?
The Creator is not bestowal. He's the force of bestowal that dwells in all of reality. And within him, he distinguished or created this place where the will to receive can exist even in order to receive.
Allah.
Mark 39, can we say that the attainment of degrees in the spiritual work is gradual revelation of the ego inside of us?
Yes. It's the gradual revelation of the corrected ego within us. Next.
Chelyabinsk-Omsk, how do we work if there's critique from the ten?
So
you work with this, on this criticism, on the critique. You do criticism on the criticism. The main thing, are we drawn to connection? That's the main thing. Because if we start, each person starts spinning themselves as if they're correct, then they have no place in the ten. It's very simple. Either we are building relations, attitudes between us, or we're spreading apart. Next.
PT 38, what is love of friends?
Love of others, love of friends. Each one loves the friend because he is the single partner that the Creator gave him in order to attain the Creator, to attain the goal.
PT 6, how to be connected with the friends without any boundaries.
This is great work. We need to try. But to the extent that I connect with them, to the friend, to that extent, I reach the Creator.
How will we know how we're complementing one another in spirituality? We didn't yet reach spirituality. How will each complete her part?
Look at others and try to... What does it seem to you that they're lacking?
Mark 21, how should we exit lowly thoughts? And why do they exist and take over?
These lowly thoughts, they control a person, and the more that we advance, we're going to have more of those kinds of thoughts. Just like Rabbi Shimon, the students there, they wanted to kill one another. So much so the evil grows within us, and according to that, thoughts, desires, tendencies, we just need to learn what we're engaging in and see what else we're expecting to reveal, and we're expecting.
I cannot feel the friend. How can I love her?
I have to if I want to reach my purpose of creation. Otherwise, I was born a little beast, and I'll die a larger beast.
How to feel the friend?
So you need to make all kinds of efforts, what the Kabbalists say. Just like that. And don't put it on the side. Don't say, tomorrow or later on I'll do it. Every day, something. In some way, just win, beat the ego.
After Kippur, we feel like a new day is starting, a new page. We feel in renewed forces. How to take these forces and pass them to the friends. How to help the 10 make a leap.
Each and every day, you need to add. Nothing you can do about it. You need to add. Alrighty. We're going to take a break.
We're going to move to a song.
Con el corazón. Vamos hermanos, cantemos unidos.
Un solo cuerpo, un solo cuerpo.